And I'm back, guys. This is Eduardo Limes with the Limes Podcast. As the year is approaching to an end, I wanted to do one more last podcast for 2018. Guys, this is my fifth episode. I am very thankful for the support that you guys have been offering me to listen to all the podcasts that I have launched so far. And even though it hasn't been a while, it's been like a week. Like I said, I wasn't going to be playing. It looks like episode 2 has been the most played episode so far. It was an interview with a CEO of Rikin Bean. This company, it's about to make a boom, guys. So excited. I'm part of it too. I'm also helping out with social media, creating content, which, talking about content tomorrow, we're actually going to go and have access again to our product. You know, we're going to create more content. I believe we're going to be making commercials. So it's really, really awesome what's going to be happening with this company. And obviously, I'm going to be posting it all over social media. Excuse me, guys. I'm still sick, but I don't care. I'm still on that Wiz Khalifa flow again. You know, you could be sick, man, but you can't stop doing what you love. So, episode 5. What is it that I wanted to talk about? Guys, I wanted to talk about your purpose. Okay? That's going to be the title of episode 5. Your purpose. You need to find out. You need to find out as soon as possible. What's your purpose? You see, one of the problems that people have nowadays is that they're followers. They look up to other people too much, and they forget to explore themselves. They forget to search within them. You know, start asking, right, questions like, what am I good at? Or what could I be good at? Who could I help? How could I impact? And until you don't do that, you don't get to fully discover yourself. So you need to find out your purpose. I'm just going to be sharing a little bit of me, you know, a little bit more. It's already the fifth episode. I've been talking. I've been sharing things about my life, and I will continue to do so. Now, you know, I come from Central America, El Salvador, El Salvador. Also, my mom, she's from Guatemala, so that makes me half Guatemalan also, from Guatemala. So I'm 50% El Salvador, and 50% Guatemala, right? I hope you guys get my sarcasm here. So, no, I'm not, like, I'm really am Salvadorian Guatemalan. I was just saying my 50% part. But now I'm in America. I'm in New York. I lived in South Carolina. You know, I lived in North Carolina. I lived in a couple of places, you know, and just moving back and forth. Life hasn't been easy. Growing up here, you know, as a young immigrant, it's been quite an experience. The crazy thing is, Americans here have shown me so much freaking love. Like, it's insane. It's ridiculous. Like, some of my friends be like, bro, like, how come? And I'm like, bro, I don't know. You know, I talk to them, right? And I'm just me. I'm not trying to pretend to be somebody else, you know? And I'm respectful. And I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to be here in America. I'm so blessed to have the opportunities that this country has given me. I'm not successful yet. Like, I'm not making thousands and millions of dollars right now. But I can say I have 2 to 3 projects that those thousands and millions of dollars, it's going to be an everyday thing. I know why I'm saying what I'm saying. On future podcasts, I'll be sharing more of certain projects. You know, the thing is, I'm dealing with things that need to be patented and, you know, lawyers and, you know, like, I don't want to spoil anything right now either. So, but going back, I've been treated so nice by Americans and I seen the opportunity of being here and I invested. I really did. I went all out and all in on this thing called entrepreneurship life. I went at it at a young age. I mean, I'm 28, about to go on 29, February 3rd. Woohoo! Shout out to me, man. Early birthday. Shout out to myself. It's my podcast. I do whatever you guys get the point. I do and say whatever I want. But to be respectful and keep it professional, I'll keep it going. So, why am I mentioning all these different things? That I'm blessed to be here, and, you know, and that I got a couple projects that I'm going to be making money. And back to the title, your purpose. I had to go through so many different failures, guys. Like, from the time I said, all right, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone. I'm determined. I'm gonna go out there to where the big sharks is at. I don't care. I don't care if I die. Shout out to 50 Cent, because 50 Cent was such a motivational person in my life back in the early 2000s. I was in South Carolina at that time. I used to love his music back in the days. It's not that I don't love it no more, you know. Still listen to him. Like I said, he's an inspiration. You know, when he said, get rich or die trying. Listen, man, now even, I believe, came out with his own shirt line where he says, I got rich and I didn't die. Man, that has to be something amazing. Like, it's just simple words put on a shirt. But, man, I respect that so much. And due to that, motivation that I grasped from 50 Cent also, you know, apart from other people I was educating myself from through books and online, it helped me to map out what I wanted to do. You see, you have to understand too, right? You got, like, your inspirations, your everyday inspirations gotta help you create your own inspirations, your own ideas, your own innovations. So what I did was, when I was in South Carolina, guys, you have to understand, I have friends that were millionaires. I had a freaking friend. He was Italian. He was American, but his parents were Italian. They had just moved from Boston, and they was down there in South Carolina. You know, I had a bunch of friends in South Carolina, you know, so when he came down there, you know, I was the guy he came to, and I, you know, I was always humble, and you know, I offered my friendship to him. And long story short, he was loaded. His mansion was $1 million. Actually, 1.2 in South Carolina, man. He had a Charger. He had a Harley. So that took that right there, guys, inspired me so much. You know what it is to be in South Carolina next to the water, right? Where there's a big yacht in front of the house. It's $1.2 million house, mansion, right? You could say. It's got like 4 floors. It's got freaking a movie theater. It's got a game area. Dude, if you have friends right now and they have, let's say you're broke, it's okay. But let's say that you have friends that they have these things, and instead of you getting inspired by all this materialistic things you're seeing around, if you're in state, you're hating, you know, you're definitely, let's say, not where you should be at. That could be hurting your pocket. If you don't have friends that are successful, look for them. Look for them. Listen, this entrepreneur thing is not for everybody, guys. It's not. And there's levels to this. Like, anyone could say, I want to be successful. But let me tell you something. To some people, being successful, it just means that they're going to be making $1,000, $2,000 a week. That's $4,000 to $8,000 a month. And that's success to them, because they probably come from making $300, $400 a week. There's someone that could say, I want to be successful. I want to be a millionaire. Dude, that's a whole nother level from making $1,000, $2,000 a week, right? But there's levels to this. And I don't just want to be a millionaire. I don't just want to be a multi-millionaire. I want to be a billionaire. Matter of fact, if God allows me, man, I want to break records. I want to try to be a trillionaire. Jeff Bezos. Shout out to Mr. Jeff Bezos. He's the CEO of Amazon. I mean, look, his industry just hit a trillion dollar industry, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. It's possible, guys. We're in 2000 right now, 18, going into 2019. Excuse me. So it's the time. It's the time, guys, to use inspirations, to use your friends, right? People that are around you. Use them in a good way. Be humble. Always be willing to learn. Okay? Find your purpose. What you want to do. Because, see, I found my purpose when I saw, when I was surrounded by these different things, right? And not just in South Carolina, but I've been blessed to have met other successful people. And I've been around them. I've driven their cars. I slept at their mansions. Like, you know, I had a great time on a weekend, you know, enjoying talking about business. Guys, I kept looking for my purpose, because one thing I found out, I love technology. I love talking to people. I love connecting with people. I love learning. This is very important. Like, if you're not willing to learn, you're not willing to be humble enough to say, listen, there's a lot of people out there that are way smarter than me. I need to go and learn from them. Like, if you're not on that level, you're not going to succeed. I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry. You're not going to succeed. To be in this game, in this level that I'm explaining, and the level that I want to be in, that I'm working for, and I'm almost there, you got to be serious. You got to be serious about life. You can't just have a why. You know, some motivational speakers tell you, right? You know, focus on having a why in your life. You know, make sure that one why will drive you every single day. And it will motivate you. And that it will cannot break you, because that's the one why. I get it. The point here is, you can't have just one why. Do you know how ridiculous that sounds? To have a why in your life to keep going? You need to have something like what I have. A bunch of whys. Because if one why is not strong enough and I break, that's sad. Let's say my why was, I don't know, my dad. But somehow I broke that. Do I have another why to back off? To lean my back on and say, like, all right, I got you. you know, like, you're my other why, I'm gonna do it for you. No, because you listen to someone that said you need to have a why. Don't have a why. Have a bunch of whys, guys. I gotta have a bunch of whys because that right there alone is the pressure that I have every single freaking day. I'm losing my hair and I'm 28. My health has declined. I'm not gonna deny it. Have I worked on my health? Yes. Absolutely. I've been working on my health. I've been running, going to the gym. I haven't been to the gym lately, but there is content on my social media that, you know, I've been going to the gym. It has helped me tremendously. It has transformed me because I feel more positive, more outgoing. You know, I feel more inspired, more energetic, more creative. I mean, I could go on and on. So I recommend you guys to find that purpose. Find it. Because I have fallen in love with education. And I'm nowhere near trying to claim that I am a teacher, I'm a coach. And listen, I don't like those titles, to be honest. I just like to share information. I love to share knowledge that has an impact others in society in a positive way. So, guys, you want to be a singer? Be a singer. Listen to the music. Watch their videos of those that you think are top-notch. Watch them. Look them up. Read their biography. Try to get closer to them personally. That's how it works. Guys, I've been able to grab Mr. Grant Cardone's attention, Mr. Patrick Bet-David's attention. Mr. Patrick Bet-David has even responded back in 2017. He responded to a comment. I mean, why? Because I look up to these gentlemen. I mean, Grant Cardone, I don't even know this man, and I consider him my uncle. One of the comments he liked was when I said something and I put Uncle G. Like, you know what I'm saying, guys? Like, you got to get close to the people that you feel can help you get closer to your goals and dreams. Stop hanging out with these people that they saying they're your friends, yet they cannot provide not even one solution to your problems in your life. I'm going so hard. Some people are going to be shocked. And why am I saying that I'm going to go hard in 2019 that people are going to be shocked? I'm even talking about, in more specific, the people that are going to be shocked, the ones that have been around me. Because the ones that have been around me, they have all doubted me. It's weird because they see my talent. They see what I'm capable of. Yet, they don't support it. They'll go behind my back and talk smack. But you know how crazy that's going to be when they finally find out in 2019 that I made a breakthrough, that I became a multimillionaire, and that they still fucking broke? That's why you don't shit on nobody, guys. Be humble. Love one another. Respect one another. Help one another. Let's be family in 2019. You want to be cool with me? Hit me up on my social media. Facebook, Eduardo Limas. E-D-U-A-R-D-O. Last name is Limas. L-E-M-U-S. Look me up on Instagram. Limas, L-E-M-U-S, 1839, 1839. Hit me, DM me, message me. Let's become family. Let's network. And even though I get a lot of messages, man, you know, Facebook and Instagram, And I also, you know, manage other people's business pages. That's what people sometimes don't get about me, that they think I don't want to answer them. Like, bro, I manage like 15 accounts in total. Like, it's crazy. I wouldn't even get into it right now. But like, I get busy. I get real busy. But, man, 2019, guys, it's over. Don't let nobody talk smack about you. If you got friends that they talking smack about you, yo, just push them away. Just move forward. Go get your bag. Do it for you. Do it for your family. Do it for your friends that have been there when you have shit. Do it for them. You know how proud your friends gonna be in life when one day they found out that you actually made a breakthrough, that you became someone in life, influential? You think I just want to be successful, guys, just to shit on niggas that they have doubt on me? That's not the point of my podcast over here. The point of my podcast is to inspire people and to help them understand that this is a cruel journey. Ain't nobody out here waiting for you with water and fruit so that you could, you know, quench your thirst and have some proteins or some vitamins on you. No, people trying to kill you. People trying to stop you from becoming someone in life. And you can't be out here weak. You gotta be a savage. You gotta be a beast out here, bro. You gotta be out here like, listen, if you move out my way, like, I'm willing to put my life on the line to go through and even die. Because I gotta go out there to the other side and get my bag. I got my family I gotta take care of. I got my brothers. I got me personally, guys. I'm helping out with education to over 300 students in Central America between El Salvador and Guatemala. And I wrote an education program that I mentioned before. It's called MAS, Mentes Aprendiendo Siempre, which it translates to Minds Always Learning. And understand this. This is creating, I'm making history. I've been told by the teachers, I'm making history over there. I got these kids learning their second language, which is English. Guys, this is why I want to be successful. So that I can go and say, okay, there's 3-5 million for this, 5-10 million for this. You know, let's help and fix the education system. Let's create more jobs. Let's create more businesses. Guys, you have no idea who I'm going to become. Just wait. I appreciate everybody that has shown me mad love in 2018. I'm going to conclude this segment by saying thank you so much for everything that you guys have done in the past to help me to get to where I'm at today. I promise those that have been around me, I got you. Wait for me to make that boom. Because I really will make a boom. And I really will be successful. And I will be helping a lot of people that have helped me in my life, in my journey. So stay tuned. Thank you so much for a great and amazing year. 2019 is going to be a movie. I got a movie and a book coming too. So all of that will be news for 2019, guys. I want to thank you once again for all the support. Follow me on all social media and share my podcast. It might change someone's life, man. You never know. So with this, I leave you guys. Peace.